Hi, my name is Wilbert Alonzo. We're actually interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. So this interview will only take a few minutes. We're not trying to sell you anything, and your responses will remain strictly confidential. Would you be able to help me out?
I guess. I don't know. Ask the questions.
So, yeah, of course, ma'am. Let me go with the first one here. So to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me in between what age you have? Is it like between 18, 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
I'm 65 plus.
Thank you very much. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself, ma'am?
I'm white.
Thank you very much. Moving on, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Yes or no? No, right?
No.
And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. It's still a long time away. But the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you're to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely?
Oh, no, I will. I will vote.
Very likely or somewhat likely?
Very likely.
Thank you very much. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family? Jobs and economy, low wages, health care, abortions, inflation, global climate change, racism and race relations, federal deficit, product shortage, supply chain, terrorism, income inequality, gun control, education, crime, socialism.
Well, mine would be the economy and health issues with the seniors.
Thank you very much. Let me get that down here. Economy and health issues, right?
Yes.
Thank
health
you.
Services.
Thank you very much. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election on election day? A few days before the election? A few weeks before the election? Or months before the election?
I've been voting for years, so I will always vote.
Okay. So when did you decide you were definitely going to vote? On election day, a few days before the election day, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
More than a month, yes.
Okay, thank you. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote this election in Ohio?
The most important?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I really wanted the medical marijuana, the recreational marijuana, because seniors can't afford the medical card.
So you wanted medical for what?
Not medical. They voted in recreational marijuana. I don't take pain pills and stuff, and I couldn't afford to get a medical card for marijuana because it's too expensive when you're on Social Security.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. I put that down. Your opinion is very important. Remember that. Now, here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue, okay? Issue number one, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility, treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own productive decisions. And based on the summary, how did you vote on issue number one? Yes. For issue number one or no for issue number one?
I voted yes.
Thank you very much. Why did you vote yes for issue number one? In a few words,
because I think women have a right to their own body.
Exactly. Thank you so much. We're moving on now. And you said you voted yes on issue number one in the November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote, be voting on issue number one? A few months before the election? Okay.
Immediately, that's all I can say, yeah. I didn't think it was right that they got rid of it.
Great. So I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle, okay? Did you experience English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital, social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook?
No, I don't do none of that.
Phone calls, volunteer, someone coming to your door, billboard, yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, or church, social clubs, or community groups?
No, none of those. It was my own.
Thank you very much. Moving on. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends and family, healthcare medical professionals, faith religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, or celebrities, social media influencers.
Nobody influenced me. I just did it on my own. It's my own opinion.
Okay. Thank you for that. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how, if you voted in this election?
Yes, no, I don't.
No, right?
No.
We're almost done. We're at 50%. Thank you for your patience, okay?
Oh.
Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue number one?
No.
No, right? Did you at any, can you tell me why?
Because I'm a woman, for one.
Okay.
I've never had an abortion, but I don't think it's right, especially.
I don't either.
Young. Yeah. So.
And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No, I never changed my mind. I've always voted.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue number one debate in Ohio after one. After I read each message, please let me know if you found a particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay?
Okay.
So, first message is, legal experts say that issue number one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue number one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? Not at all convincing, not very convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Maybe some.
Somewhat convincing, right?
Yes.
Thank you. The next is both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions, but if issue number one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue number one. Join them by voting no on issue number one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat.
somewhat convincing. The next is, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us, right? That's why voting yes on issue number one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exemptions for rape or incest. Issue number one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages for Ohio. Families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? Very convincing. Somewhat convincing or very convincing?
Very.
Thank you very much. Governments should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on number one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Last one is, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Well, I don't know how to explain that one because I don't believe in they should have sex changes and stuff.
Oh, so it's not very convincing?
No, it's not. Not for that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I believe people are born the way they are.
Yes, ma'am. Which party mostly shares your personal views of the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats, Republicans?
Probably Republicans.
Thank you. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
Oh, Lord, I don't know.
Healthcare? Abortion?
Probably both.
Okay. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in November 2024 elections, economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States. You could choose one of those three.
Democracy.
Thank you very much. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in November 2024 election? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party or nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for the U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote?
Republicans.
Republican, the Republican nominee, right? Great.
Yes.
Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party and nominee, a third party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
Oh, no. I would vote for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Thank you. And can you just say why in a few words?
Because of what he done for our country 4 years he was in here. He helped us out a lot. Joe Biden hasn't done much. Got us more in debt.
More in debt, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Country's in debt. He's giving all our money away.
Yeah. Great. Let me see here. This will be like the last questions. Just a couple more questions, and we are finished with the interview. So in what country were you born?
In the United States.
Thank
you
very much. And in what country were your parents and or grandparents born?
United States.
Thank you very much. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with, Democratic Party or the Republican Party or some other party?
Republican.
Thank you very much. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
I'm conservative.
Very or just conservative?
Just conservative.
Thank you. What is your annual household income before taxes?
Oh, wow. I get less than $1,000 a month on Social Security. So it's probably $12,000. $12,000 a year.
Okay, thank you. What is your gender?
Female.
Thank you very much. Okay, this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation and your patience. Be blessed, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Give me the loot, give me the loot, give me the loot, give me the loot, give me the loot.